All right, Hunter Lawrence, Dazzy Lars told me the bike never went on the track with the same setting. You didn't look totally comfortable.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of showed, right?
No, it's all good. It was good. I mean, we rode legitimately 6-7 days before coming here. You know, we've had such a long year, and it's unreal. That's one of the really cool things about these events we get to do is it's not, there's no pressure. There's no, hey, you have to perform and stuff, and it's good. Gives us a good direction on the bike. Obviously, Jet's a little bit bigger frame guy, so it doesn't seem to affect him as much as it affects me in places. So it's good. Just getting more knowledge and stuff. Imagine, geez, it'd be a pretty uncomfortable conversation had this been us at A1, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, also, too, your brother's probably less thinking about his safety through the whoops, you know what I mean? Like, you look like you were thinking about your safety a little bit.
Yeah, we fly to Australia tomorrow. That's a long flight. Yeah. I'm not trying to be sore on that plane flight the whole way down there. But no, it's good, mate. Yeah. It's all good. We're leaving safe and healthy. We got a good bit of knowledge. Got some gate drops. Starts were pretty good. No, I'm happy, mate. I'm happy.
Yeah. So I was wondering the mood, because you did really well here last year, and we know the season you came off with. But when you look at the lack of time on riding and the lack of time on the bikes, yeah, this is fine, right?
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah. It's all good. Like, there's always going to be a bit of sacrifice, right? You don't do nations, you can have a little bit of time off earlier. Then your preseason starts a little earlier. Obviously, you know, you've seen Malcolm and that, and then you do nations, you have your time off after. We're 3 weeks into training, you know, to this date, so we had 2 weeks off. So it's not like we took months off and we're just underprepared and stuff. It's fine, we'll be right come Supercross, and that's, you know, we got 33 or 32 races of Super Motocross to come up.
You'll be all right. The 25 chassis, we heard about the stiffness of it, looked how good it looked, but is it quite different on indoors from like last year's bike?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, motocross, it was just from the get-go unreal, you know, but Supercross, production bikes aren't made to ride Supercross, so you kind of start from the bottom, and yeah, we're still getting there, figuring it out. This weekend was a really good telling tale of what kind of direction the bike likes to go in, and what, you know, circuits within the suspension, what does what. Okay, the bike likes this, more high speed, less low speed, or vice versa, stuff like that. It's funny how, I mean, if the people knew the kind of numbers we're working with on sag, fork height, preload, internal stuff, one shim here, one shim there, the difference it translates to is it's actually stupid. Like, it shouldn't be that much. Like, it's crazy how highly tunable these bikes are.
When I worked for a guy, Red Dog, he told me 2 millimeters. He noticed one time, I fucked up the bike. I screwed up the 2 millimeter height change on the forks. And then now you guys are doing 1 millimeters, half a millimeter, half and you're millimeter. Being able to tell it. Like,
yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, press day, I was like, dude, the bike, the rear end's so high, like it just feels up my ass everywhere, you know, on flat ground and stuff. And we went from 3 to 2 mil, and in the past we've gone 3 to 2.5, you know, like it's crazy. And then we'll go like from a sag and then just do like a quarter turn on the sag, you know, and it's like the balance, it changes, especially in Supercross, because obviously the suspension's so stiff. Yeah, it's wild. You scratch your head sometimes, that's for sure.
I just think it shows me how well you guys are in tune with how many laps you do and how in tune you are with your motorcycles. Yeah, that shows me, like, that kind of stuff. This race, really good whoops, good track. Like, this is a fairly good base for American Supercross.
Absolutely. I was telling Lars earlier, it'd be so sick if Feld actually incorporated this stadium into a round, because the stadium, obviously, we wouldn't pit where we're standard right now, and the track would be... It'd be an American football stadium size. Like, it's really good, and they do a great job. You know, the maintenance on the track. Sure, we got down to some floorboards in the end, but, you know, it's the last night. Everyone's just looking forward to get it over with. So I think it's just cover your eyes. But
do we need to roll the whoops? Do we need to steamroll the whoops?
Dude, I tell you what. They maintain them, and in between motos, they get out there with rakes and shovels, and they throw all the dirt on the backside onto the thing, and then they just pack it in, and, mate, like... they're good. They're good. Do we need steamrolled whoops? I don't know. I'm not qualified enough to say yes or no, but it's something.
I was texting with the Dirtworks guys, and they said there's too many bikes in America, too many, you know, to steamroll.
That's one thing,
that's a good point.
Yeah, that's one thing is, is because they steamrolled them and how they were built and they would maintain them through the day, the jump line never became available. Yeah. Where, you know, second round of B practice, the jump line's coming available because of how different riders hit lower on the whoops, the bottom fills in, and then you get your jump line, you know, then the cups punch through. So, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with Dirtworks. Too many guys, maybe.
Hey, looking forward to going to Australia. I know you haven't been there for a while. You got to be stoked on that.
I'm really, really, really excited. It's been almost 9 years since I've gone back, so I'm very excited. I can't believe it's been that long.
Right. So I'm a media. I'm going to go back. I'm going to write about this race. I got to talk about this race. I should have no concern over Hunter Lawrence, like, next week. I should have no concern?
Sure, get the clickbait. Have concerns.
No, I'm not going to do clickbait.
Have concerns. We got big issues.
No, I'm not saying that, but you're not even stressed.
No, dude. I mean, were people stressed about Cooper Webb last year?
Well, I was, and then I showed to be wrong. I was wrong.
Right, so that's living proof, you know, where we're not going to A1 next weekend.
Right. Got it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Thank you.